Tonight's share is on women saying Hallel on Hanukkah. What does that have to do with Tehillim?
Hallel is Tehillim.
Hallel, okay. Hallel is Tehillim. Yeah.
It's really loud. Could you put it? I'm not sure if it's my phone, though. I don't know if it's not you. I thought it was my phone also. Hey, wait, no. Now it's better.
I just moved it closer. Is this better? Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so we're talking about Hallel, women's obligation to say Hallel on Hanukkah. And the reason why it's a little bit of a departure from the Prakim, the specifics and the philosophy of the Prakim of Tehillim, it's a more halachic area. It's a different style of thinking, like a different method of learning a little bit. But it is like, obviously it's in Yana Diyoma because Hanukkah is coming up next week. And I thought it was an interesting question. So right off the bat, what would you say about women being chayev to say Hallel on Hanukkah? Do you think a woman should be chayev, or do you think they shouldn't be chayev? All right, so Alana's saying that they should be chayev. Why? Okay, good. So Alana's saying because of Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Anes that women should be chayev to say Hallel. So we're going to try to take that off, but that's a good first step. And we're going to explain what that means. Why wouldn't they be chayev? Any possibility? Oh, okay, fine. So the other possibility why they wouldn't be chayev is because of mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So we're going to take up what that means. And I'm going to go very slow tonight because it's a very hard area. It's more Gemara than philosophy, so it's a little bit harder in a certain sense. So we're going to start with the main source for whether women are chayev to say halal in general or not. So the source is in Gemara Sukkah in Perek Lulav HaGuzzel, and on the source sheets it's number one. So it's Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Miriam, do you mind reading?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Mishnah. Mishaya Eved Oisha Okatan Makrinoto.
Okay.
Ona Achoneha.
Acharehen.
Acharehen. Mashahin Omrin. Vitavolo.
Me'era. Alright, so let me just stop there. So I'm going to explain the first line, and I'm going to fill in the blanks of the Mishnah, and I'm just going to tell you what the pshat of the Mishnah is. So the Mishnah says, Mishaya Evedo Isha, if a person was a slave or a woman or a katan, Makrinoso, who's reading Hallel, it's a reference to Hallel, Ona Acharein Mashahein Omrim. So what they have to do, the people who are listening, they have to repeat word by word what the woman or the katan are saying. Vitavolo me'era means an curse should befall them. Why should a curse befall them? Because it just demonstrates a lack of knowledge amongst the men of the community, that they don't know how to read Hebrew themselves, and they need somebody else who's not chayv in Talmud Torah to read for them. So they need a woman or a katan to read for them, but they have to repeat each word by word, because they're not yotze through the woman or the katan. Okay? So go on.
Im haya gadom Gadol Mikriya Uto.
Yeah.
Ona Achrav Haluka.
Okay, so if a Gadol, if a male adult over the age of 13 was reading the Hallel, so they would have to repeat after him Haluka. It sounds funny, but what is this referencing? In the time of the Chacham HaRishonim, the way they would say Hallel is that the person who was saying Hallel would read the Pasuk, and after each Pasuk, the whole community, the whole Am would say Haluka. And by doing that, there would be Yotze Hallel. Okay, go on.
Makom shenagil lichpol.
Yichpol. Okay, good.
Yichpol.
Lifshot, yifshot.
Lifshot, yifshot. Livarech, yivarech. Hakol kiminhag hamidina.
Okay, so the last part of the Mishnah is a reference also in that to different parts of Hallel. So what does it mean, kaful, to double up? So in Hallel, we say certain psukim over and over again. Which psukim? Give me an example. At the Ana Hashem Oshiana or Baruch Haba at the end of Hallel. So the Mishnah says that it's the minhag to double the psukim, you double them. Where it's the minhag to not double them, you don't double them. Where it's the minhag to make a bracha, you make a bracha. Everything goes like the minhag of the Medina of how they say Hallel. So the second part of the Mishnah isn't as important or relevant to our question, our initial question about women saying Hallel on Hanukkah, but the first part of the Mishnah, it really says, or it sounds like from the first part of the Mishnah, that a woman or a child, a katan or an isha, are really pater from Hallel, And that's why the congregation, they have to repeat after them word by word in order to be Yotze. Whereas by Gadol, who is Chayv and Hallel, they don't have to repeat word by word after him, but they could just answer Halleluka, almost like Amen, and they could be Yotze. Okay? So that's those are the main facts. So the way I divided up the Rishonim is that we're going to do Shitas Tosfos first to try to understand whether a woman could be possibly Chayev to say Hallel on Hanukkah. Okay, so the Tosfos on the Mishnah, he mentions an interesting thing. So, Alana, do you mind reading?
Sure. Mishaya Eved Isha. Mashmakant Isha Petura Mehalel Tesukot V'kenda Atzeret V'ta'ama Mishum De Mitzvah Shazman Gramahi Afagav.
Okay, wait, stop. So, what is he saying? From this Mishnah, it's just like
with Sukkis, that she is Pater. It would seem that she's Pater just like she is with Sukkis, because it's a Zman Grama.
Not just on Sukkos. In other words, from this Mishnah, it implies that a woman would be Pater from saying Hallel on Sukkos and Atzeres. With Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. So, Hallel is a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. So on Sukkos or on Atzeres, I'm not sure if it's referring to Shmini Atzeres or it could be Shavuos. So on those holidays, a woman is Pater. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to say she has man grama. Okay, go on.
Afagav de behalel de leile psachim, mashma beperek arve psachim, de mchaive bedal koso, umistama lo tiknu dal koso, ela kidelo mar aleyem halal, bagada shani halal de pesach,
okay, good. So for everybody following, so what's the Toso saying? He's saying, but on the night of Pesach, women are chayv to say Hallel. And he says, it's mashma like that from the Gemara in Pesachim, which says that women are chayv in the four kosos, and you say Hallel on the coast, the fourth coast. So therefore, it's mashma that women are also chayv in Hallel. Why are they chayv in Hallel on Pesach night? They're chayv and halal on Pesach night because of af hein ayuba oso anes. And that's mechayv them, that obligates them in saying halal. Okay? So at this point, Tosfos is making a distinction between halal on Yontif and halal on Pesach night. Halal on Yontif is not because of, or does not come about because of the nes. So therefore, women are pater because it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Whereas halal on Pesach night, it does come about because of the miracle of leaving Egypt, and therefore, because of that, that's why they'd be chayv and saying halal on Pesach night. Okay? Does anybody have any questions on these principles? The principle of mitzvah saseh shazman grama is a general principle. I just want to describe it. It's a general principle that women are pater from mitzvos that are limited in time. And there are just a couple examples. Maybe you guys can give me a couple examples. Just one example. What's a mitzvah that women are pater from?
Talmud Torah,
okay. Or by sukkah, for example. Like sitting in the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah. So a woman's pater from that. Tefillin, a woman's pater from. Okay, fine. So those are all mitzvos aseh shazman grama. They're mitzvos, positive mitzvos that are limited to a specific time period. So why Hallel would fit into that in general. But when we have a concept of because they were included in the nes, that overrides the idea of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Okay? So from this Tosfos, before we go on, what do you guys think? Do you think that a woman would be chayv to say Hallel on Chanukah night, based on this Tosfos? What do you think?
Wait, which woman was on Chanukah?
Just forget. Would women be chayv to say Hallel? We just said that there's a difference between Hallel on Sukkos and Atzeres and Pesach night. Why? Because Hallel on Pesach night comes from the Nis. Therefore, women are chayev in Hallel. So what would you say about Chanukah?
Right, so then I would say that women are chayev.
Okay.
But which woman was involved in?
Oh, we're gonna get into that. All right, hold up. Oh, we're going to talk.
It just means that everyone was part of it.
Whoa.
Or.
All right. Okay. They're going ahead. So we're going to talk about that. But the first point is that according to Tosfos, it would seem like a woman should be chayev in Hallel on Chanukah, because just like they're chayev, they're obligated in Hallel on Pesach night because of af hein ayuba oso anes, so too they should be obligated in Hallel on Chanukah because of af hein ayuba oso anes. Where do we see this?
Why does that not apply to Sukkos?
Sukkos, there's no real particular nes, but we're going to get into that. That's a good question. Okay. All right. Okay, fine. Good question, though. Okay, So, if you look at the Gemara on Chanukah, just to bring a raya as to the idea that Tosfos would hold this way, so the Gemara is in Erchin, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and I'm going to read number 3. So the Gemara, I just took out a snippet, because I didn't want to go through the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says, V'ha Chanukah, d'lo hachi, v'lo hachi ka'amara mishum nisa. So the Gemara has a premise, that you only say Hallel on days which are called a Moed, which are called a Yontif, or days where there is Isser Malacha. So the Gemara asks, what about on Chanukah? We know that there's an obligation to say Hallel on Chanukah. So the Gemara says, there it's different. Why? Because of the Nes. So Hallel, the obligation of Hallel on Chanukah comes about because of the Nes. As opposed to other days where you need either it to be defined as a Yantif or it to have Isra Malacha, on Chanukah you don't need those things because of the Nes, and the Nes demands Hallel. Okay, fine. So from this, if you put all the pieces together, it would seem like women should be Chayef, because Hallel is stemming from the Nes, like the Gemara says, and women were involved in the Nes, which we're going to explain. Afen Ayuba Oso Anes. So because of those things, you would think that a woman should be Chayev in Hallel on Chanukah, right? Okay, good. So there's actually one of the poskim, the Shevet HaLevi, who's one of the modern-day poskim, who actually, he doesn't poskin that way, but he actually brings this concept up. So Miriam, do you mind reading? Okay, so this is number 4 on the source sheets.
Simon Tafresh Pei Gimel.
Yeah.
Samach Aleph. Koch Asimei Chanukah Gomrin Et HaHalel. Bim Nashim Chayavot Kimo V'Hadlakat Ayin.
Ayin B'Stei Chamed. This is a hard one because there's a lot of abbreviations. Okay. So if women are Chayav, so women, the question is whether women are chayev in Hadlaka, you should look at the Stei Chemed. No, sorry. Whether women are chayev in Hallel, like they are chayev in Hadlaka, you should look in the Stei Chemed, who is another posek. Go on.
B'marachat
Chanukah.
Digdol.
Digadol Echad.
Digadol Echad. Nistapik Bezev.
Yeah.
Mashmaot Harambam.
Yeah.
Dipaturim kechol ha
v'chein pshita
le'tshuva.
Yeah, b'tshuva spesha arm arachaim. I'll just help you with the abbreviations. Arachaim and simen shin nantes. And then he says uvan aniyosi yesh makom lechayvam api divrei atosvos suka lamin ches amud aleph dibra maslam mi ayin sham. So he's saying that according to the Rambam holds that women are pater from Hallel on Chanukah, but from this Tosvos it would be mashma that women should be chayv in Hallel on Chanukah. Because of Afena Yuba Osones. So now we have like a posik who seems to agree with the fact that you can derive from this Tosos that women should be chayv and halal because of Afena Yuba Osones. Okay? But before we answer the question of, or at least try to delve into whether women are chayv, what is Afena Yuba Osones? I think Alana and Miriam both like hit on it without even like knowing it. You're just talking about it. So we're going to do that inside. So what is Afhena Yuba Osonis? What does it mean that they were also involved, engaged in the miracle? So Alana, please read number 5.
Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayvot b'arba kosar halalu, sh'afhena Yuba Osonis.
Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that women are chayv in the arba kosos, the 4 kosos on Pesach night. Why? Because sh'afhena Yuba Osonis. So now, being consistent, we're consistent thinkers, we're going to stick within Tosvos, okay? So I want you to read Tosvos on this piece. Miriam. I mean, sorry, Alana. She only got 1 line, so I got to give her more lines to read.
Okay. Hayuba Tonis, Perish Rashbam, Sha'al Yadam Nigalu, V'chim B'Megila, Ayide Esther, V'chanukah Ayide Yehudi.
Okay.
V'kashe.
Wait, explain that. Okay. So, he...
So just like...
Yeah, go on.
So that, like, through them, B'nai Israel were...
Saved.
Like, were redeemed.
Okay, so he says, he quotes the Rashbam, like Alana's saying... And in the 3 cases where we say Afin Ayuba Oso Anes, by Kriyas HaMegillah, Esther was an instrumental in saving Klal Yisrael. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Gemara that indicates that women were instrumental in bringing about the Tshuva. We're going to explain that. And on Chanukah, there was this heroine named Yehudis who was instrumental in bringing about the Savior, the salvation of Klal Yisrael. Okay, go on. Okay, stop. So, but he has a kashya, he has a question on this. That af, the word af, when it says af hena yuba osones, is mashma that they're not that they're essential, like they were instrumental, ikar. Go on.
The Birushalmi Giris.
Garis, yeah.
Garis. Sha'af hena yuba oto, Safik mashma beota sakana telashmil harog la'avid.
Okay, stop. So, and also in the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that afhen ayu be'osones means that they were included in the decree to be destroyed. Because it says, lahashmid, in the Megillah, it says that everybody was going to be destroyed, all of Klal Yisrael, not just the men, but the women as well. Okay, go on.
V'ha de'amrian de'pturot misuka afagav de'afhen ayu be'otohanis ki besukot hoshavti hatam ba'asei de'oraita.
Okay, so he asks Alana's question, what about Sukkah? So he says Sukkah is a deraisa, and we don't say afen ayuba osa anes by deraisas, but the arba kosos is derabanan, and so is Mikra Megillah, and so is halakas neros. Okay, so now we're just going to summarize we're going to summarize Shitas Tosfos. So what are the two main principles in Tosfos? Okay, so one principle is that Afhain should be Mechai of women in saying Hala on Hanukkah, based on the Shevet HaLevi, right, like we saw. And the other principle is that Afhain Ayuba Osonis means, it doesn't mean that women were instrumental in the salvation, but rather they were included in the miracle, in the sense like on Purim, the decree was on everybody. It wasn't just on the men, but it was on the women. So you have those two principles, right? You agree with that? All right. So now we're going to see the other side of the story, okay? And we're going to try to tie in those two principles. Maybe we can explain those two principles and how they're related to one another, because they're both premised on how Afhen Ayuba Osonis works. Okay, so that's Tosfos Shita. But now we're going to do Rashi Shita. Okay? So Rashi, I repeated the Mishnah, but we don't have to read the Mishnah again, unless you guys want to read the Mishnah again. We could just do Rashi on the Mishnah. So Rashi is number 8. I'm going to read the Rashi. So Rashi goes on, it's number 8 on the source sheet. So he says, Makrin Oso, he says, who are reading it, meaning a woman or a katan are reading Halel, Kacha Yinogin, this was the Minog, Echad Kore Esa Halel, so one person would read the Halel out loud, Umotzi Esa Rabim, and through his reading of the Halel, he would be Motzi, he would satisfy other people's Chiyav to say Halel. But if that person was a servant or a woman or a katan, because they're not chayav in halal, ein motzi es hamechuyav midei chovaso, so they're not motzi he who is chayav from his obligation. Hilkach, therefore, ona acharav kol mashu omer. Therefore, they have to repeat everything that the person says. So, what do you see about Rashi? That's different than Tosos. Rashi doesn't make a distinction between the halal on Pesach night and the halal on Sukkos. All he says is that by halal, women aren't mechuyav. Why? Because of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And apparently, maybe we can infer from Rashi that we wouldn't say afhen ayuba oso anes with regard to the halal of Pesach night, nor would we say it with regard to Chanukah, right? Because all he says is that women are pater, there ain't a mechuyav because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. He doesn't bring in any idea of afhen ayuba oso anes. Tosfos does, but Rashi doesn't. Okay? Does anybody have any questions at this point? Okay, so Rashi's saying the opposite of Tosfos. He's really saying that women would be pater from saying halo on Chanukah. Why? Because halo is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, women are pater like any other mitzvah saseh, and afhen ayuba osonis is not going to override that mitzvah saseh. Okay, fine. Now, somebody here, I think it was Miriam, mentioned what she said, which woman? And we mentioned this before in Tosfos. So now we're going to see Shitas Rashi with regard to Afhen Ayuba Oso Anis. Okay, so if you look at number 10, Miriam, do you mind reading?
Sure. Afhen Ayuba Oso Anis.
Kidam Rinan.
Beskar Nashem Sikanyot. Shibotso Hadar Niglu.
Okay. So because of the reward of the righteous women in the time of Mitzrayim, that's why they were redeemed. Okay?
Uchen gave Mikra Megillah. Nimi Amrinan, Hafei. Demishem Da'al Yedi Esther Niglu.
Okay, so too by Megillah. So we were saved through Esther.
Uchen gave Ner Chanukah B'Mesach
HaShavos. And so too by Ner Chanukah, we were saved by a woman. Who is that woman?
Yehudis.
Yehudis. Okay, so just a little bit of a background. What does Rashi mean by Bishkar Nashim Sidkanyo Shib Osa Dor Nigalu? Does anybody know the story, the background?
What, from Mitzrayim?
Yeah, that was different, but it's similar. Basically, the story is that the women, they would seduce their husbands so that they would have more children. The mirrors were part of that, actually. Right, yeah, the mirrors are part of it. But the main idea is that because the women seduced their husbands to have more children, so the Gemara explains that they were really responsible for the whole Nes and the whole Geula, so because of their righteousness. By Megillah, of course, we know about the story of Esther. And by Ner Chanukah, what's the story of Yehudis? Does anybody know the story of Yehudis?
General.
I looked it up today on
or
yeah, how do you know that? Alright, I looked it up today actually because nowhere is there like the whole story. Like the Mishnah Berurah just quotes like a very abbreviated story. You go to like online, if you look up Yehudis, they have this, it's like 3 pages long of like this, it's a very intricate story. But the main aspect of the story is that there is this woman, Yehudis, in the time of the Maccabees. She was the daughter of Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, and she kind of pulled a Yael. What does that mean? She seduced what's his name again? Heliphornus.
Heliphornus or something.
All right, so Alana Hart, the Greek general's name was called Heliphornus. She knew this off the top of her head. And apparently Yehudis seduced him, like Yael seduced Sisera, and she fed him all this milk. That's why there's a minhag to eat milk on Chanukah, milchix. And she fed him milk to tire him out. And then afterwards, she stabbed him. She cut his head off. Yes. She cut his head off, just like Yael did. So that's also the source for the minhag that women don't work. There's a minhag that women don't work when the neros are burning, when the candles are burning. Fine, that's a little detour, but what's the main idea in Rashi? So apparently, Afhena Yubo Sonais doesn't mean, it's not enough to say that they were just involved or included in the Nes, but they had to be instrumental in bringing about the Nes, right? So at this point, let's just summarize Rashi, and then we're just going to give a whole big summary, and then we're going to take it up and try to explain it. So Rashi's saying two ideas. One is that Hallel is a mitzvah cessation of Zman Grama, and Afhena Yuba Osa Nes isn't going to override that. I don't care in what situation. I don't care if it's Pesach. I don't care if it's Chanukah. It's not going to override it. And the other idea is that Afhena Yuba Osa Nes means, it doesn't mean that women were included in the decree and therefore were saved by this miracle, but it means that they were instrumental in the miracle, right? Okay. So are these ideas related to one another? Both ideas are a question of how Afhena Yuba Osa Nes works, right? One idea is a question of, you know, what qualifies to make a woman or what's the source for saying Afhena Yuba Osa Nes? And the second is, how do we employ it? Do we employ it by Hallel? Do we only employ it by Halakas Neros? Do we employ it by Mikra Megillah? Like, where do we employ it? So these two ideas are related to one another. So before we go on, so what do you think the machlokas is? Let's say I raised this as the debate question, and I said, you know, what does Afhena Yuba Osa Nes mean? So one side says it means the women were instrumental, but the other side says it just means that the women were involved or they were affected by the Nes. So how would you classify the machlokas? Or what are they arguing about? What's the source of their disagreement?
Is just a person being a part of it, is that enough?
Okay.
To make them chayev.
Is a person being a part of it enough to make them chayev? Okay. What does the other side hold? One side holds it is. Okay. Can we take that further? It's hard. I'm kind of setting you up to fail here. Because we need like one more piece of information to work with. Okay. So don't. All right. So we need one more piece of information, and then we'll see if it works out, okay? So the final piece to trying to figure out what this argument, this machlokes, is based on, is a piece in the Harare Kedem. Does anybody know what the Harare Kedem is? The Harare Kedem was a book composed by Rav Shurkin, and it was about the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik. I think the story is that Rav Shurkin was from the more frum world, I think. And the Rav, in the frum world, the Rav oftentimes was demeaned because they thought of him as being more secular. But of course, like, the Rav's Torah was ingenious. So I think they sent Rav Shurkin in. He was their representative of the firm world, and he loved the Rav's Torah, and he printed up a lot of the Rav's Torah in these svarim called the Harei Kedem. And the svarim of the Harei Kedem are mostly on Moed, on Inyanim of Yontif. So he actually has a piece by the Rav on the idea of Afen Ayuba Osonis. So let's just try to see what that means, and then we'll try to give an explanation for the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? All right, who wants to read? This is a big one. Why don't we split it up in paragraphs? I'll read the first paragraph, and then we'll move on, okay? So the Rav says like this, as quoted by Rav Shurkin. Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. So it says, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. So Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, Nashim chayavos b'ner Chanukah. So women are chayav to light neros Chanukah. She'af hein ayu ba'osa anes. Because they were involved in the nes, okay? V'chi ay gavna, and similarly, what does that say? Isan nami b'megillah, it's cut off, but I think it's Isan nami b'megillah, it's the case in Megillah. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, sha'af hein ayuba osa anes. Oh, okay. All right, Alana Harris, she keeps cheating. All right, she's just very intuitive. She's always thinking ahead. All right, good. So, Megillah, also we say Afen Ayuba Osanes, same idea. So the two areas that he's quoting is one is by Ner Chanukah, lighting Chanukah candles, and the other one's by reading the Megillah. So women are chayef, they're obligated. The Ayin Sham Tosfos, so he says, go look at the Tosfos, Dibar Mascho She'afhein. There's a Dibar Mascho She'afhein, She'kasu, Bechad Terutza, he answers with one answer, Da'af. The mitzvos de'oraisa yesh l'chayiv nashim al kopanim midirabanan mikoach haytaima. So he says, which is a little bit different than our tosos, but he says that really a woman should be chayiv in a mitzvos aseh she has man grama midirabanan, but they should be chayiv midirabanan. I mean, the derabanan should obligate them to do these mitzvos aseh mina Torah because of the same reason of afhena yuba osanes. Okay, fine. But the main question is umakshima olam. So the world is completely bewildered by this, and they ask a question. De'im kain, if this is the case, l'chayvo nashim b'mitzvahs tefillin. So women should be chayv in mitzvahs tefillin. Not just in Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, but also tefillin. Why? De'tam mitzvahs tefillin, hud k'dichsiv b'kra, l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yad chazaka hud tziyacha Hashem min Mitzrayim, ve'af hein ayu b'oso anes. So tefillin is really sourced in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because you see that the parshios of tefillin are related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole reason of wearing tefillin is tied to the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So women should also be chayv in mitzvahs tefillin because of af hein ayuba osonis. So what's the difference between the two, Alana Har? What's the difference?
Those two are for piercing the nes.
Okay, so Alana Har said before, she said that those two, Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, are about piercing the nes. Okay? What about tefillin? So tefillin is not for Pirsumei Nisa. Okay, fine. So she basically answered the way the Rav answers, or he quotes his father. So I'm going to read also. V'tiret b'zeh hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal. So I think that's a reference to his father. His father's name was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he says, hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal answers, d'yesh l'chalik, you can make a distinction, bein mitzvah, between a mitzvah, she'etzem kiyuma hu b'chdei l'farsim esanis, so its fulfillment is in order to publicize the nes. Pirsumei nisa means to publicize the nes. The hachefza shel mitzvah hi pirsumei nisa, and the entity of the mitzvah is publicizing the nes. Levein mitzvah she yisod chiyuva hu zecher l'nes. Whereas the mitzvah, there's other mitzvahs which are just remembrances of the nes. Aval ein beguf kiyuma losa de pirsumei nisa klal. But in the essence of fulfillment of mitzvah's fulfillment, there's no idea of publicizing the nes, pirsumei nisa at all. The chol divrei atosvo shekasvo da anashim chayavos b'mitzvah she'af hein ayuba oso anes. So whenever Tosvo says that a woman's chayv because of af hein ayuba oso anes, haynu dafko b'mitzvah she'etzem kiyumam yeshbo mishum pirsumei nisa. It's only by mitzvos where the essential fulfillment is in publicizing the nes. Aval b'mitzvos she'omnam yesod chiyuvam hu zecher l'nes, but by mitzvos where their essence is just a remembrance of the nes, ein Ach ein v'kiyumon mishum pirsum hanis, but there's no kiyum, there's no fulfillment of publicizing the miracle. V'chiyai gavna, in matters like these, lo amrinan shi yischayvu gam hanashim. So we don't say that women are chayiv. Okay, the asi shapir now makes sense, b'pshitas, ma she'ein chayavos b'mitzvah tefillin. Why women are not chayiv in tefillin. D'mahach kra, from the pasuk, d'laman tia torah Hashem b'ficha, Lola Manu, we only learn El Shizehu Yisod Chiyav HaMitzvah Zecha Letiyaf Mitzrayim. All we learn is that the Yisod, the essence of Tefillin, is a Zecha, remembrance from Yetiyaf Mitzrayim. Aval Mikol Makom, Ein Be'etzah Maisa HaNachas Tefillin Shum Inyan Shel Pirsum. But there's no idea of publicizing the miracle of Yetiyaf Mitzrayim by placing your Tefillin on. Pirsum Anis. Lahachi Lo Amrinan B'Tefillin Mahaydina Da'afina Yubos Anis. Okay, we're going to stop there. Okay, so what's he saying? So his main point, which I think is the crucial point, and now it's going to open up the whole area, is that we only say afen ayu be'oso anes with regard to mitzvos that demand a publication of the nes, publicizing of the nes. So mitzvos like Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah publicize the nes, they make it known that this nes happened, whereas by tefillin's a remembrance. It's not really, when a person wears his tefillin, the point of wearing tefillin is not to tell everybody else about the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's just to be a remembrance or a reminder of how Klal Yisrael were saved from Mitzrayim. Okay?
Is Dalakoso considered personal?
All right, just hold off there. All right, good question. All right. So now we have this principle. So now maybe we can put everything together. Okay? So we asked before, the question was, and I'm going to let you guys take a shot at this, but the question was, Why? What's the difference between Rashi and Tosos with regard to the idea of whether women were instrumental in the nes or women were just part of the nes? Remember, we said that's the main difference between Afen Ayu Be'os Nes. Tosos holds that women were just a part; they were affected by the nes. So, for example, by Purim they were saved, or by Hanukkah they were also saved. Whereas Rashi holds that it had to be that the women were instrumental in the pirsum. Sorry, not in the person, in the nace itself. So what's the difference between the two? So now we're gonna take you guys wanna give it a shot? You wanna just anybody on the phone line?
Oh, does that have anything to do with if they could be Yotze a man, if a man can be Yotze from a man?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking more like fundamentally. Fundamentally, yeah. Okay. So let's start from the beginning, okay? So Hallel, or not Hallel, sorry, Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah are mitzvahs asei she'azman grama, correct? Okay, but yet we say Afin Ayu Ba'oso Nes is mechayv, it obligates women in participating in those mitzvahs, right? And we know that those mitzvahs are pirsumi nisa, right? Alright, so how does it work? So what's the idea, and what's the machlokas, right? So apparently the idea is that normally we would say that a woman is pater for mitzvahs asei she'azman grama, but these mitzvos, the objective of them is to publicize the nes. And by adding or by obligating women in these mitzvos, it adds to the publication, or the, I keep saying publication, but I mean publicizing of the nes, not publication of the nes, but it adds to the publicizing of the nes. So in what way does women participating in the nes add to the publicizing of the nes, according to Tosfos? So what does it do? So it demonstrates the magnitude of the nes. In other words, let's say men just performed Ner Chanukah. So then all you would think is that the nes affected men. But once women are involved in Ner Chanukah, it enhances the publicizing of the nes. Why? Because it shows you the magnitude of the nes, that the nes didn't just affect the men, but it affected the women as well. So the idea by Ner Chanukah seems to be, or by Megillah, for example, the idea seems to be that by adding women or by obligating women, it enhances the objective of the mitzvah. The objective of the mitzvah is to publicize the nes, and now you're enhancing the publicizing of the nes by demonstrating that the nes affected more people than many people. It affected not just men, but affected women. So now that creates a greater pirsum, because you're showing or you're demonstrating that this nes was a grand nes. It was a great nes in magnitude, right? So everybody like that step? Accept that step? Okay, fine. What about the other side? What about Rashi? So what's the point of, how does adding the women enhance the pirsum? Or the obligation of women in, let's say, Mikra Megillah, according to Rashi, enhance the pirsum? Or by Ner Chanukah? So the idea seems to be that it demonstrates a detail of the nace that you might not have known just from the Megillah itself or just from the Ner Chanukah. What do I mean? The idea is that when women participate in Ner Chanukah, so the idea is that it teaches you how the nace came about. In other words, Ner Chanukah just shows you that Ner Chanukah just shows you that in the Mikdash, the menorah was lit, and it just tells you about that aspect of the nace. But really, by women doing it, it teaches you another aspect of the nace. It teaches you about Yehudis, that Yehudis was this great heroine, or by Mikra Megillah, the fact that women are obligated, it adds to the Pirsum, because it's demonstrating the idea that Esther was really the essence of the miracle, and that she really performed the miracle. So there's two ways in which women, or the chiyuv, the obligation of women in these mitzvos, can enhance these mitzvos. One way is by demonstrating the magnitude of the nace, that the nace isn't just a nace for 10 people, but the nace is for 100 people. And the other way is by adding women in, it demonstrates a different idea, a different aspect of the nace that you might not have gotten from just the men, the participation of men. In other words, you might not have known, if women weren't participating, the idea, the way the nace came about through the women, that the women were tzidkaniyos, and that the nace came about through them. Or you might not have known that Yehudis was involved in the nace, or how it happened, and you might not have known all the details of Esther, or focused on the details of Esther. So the inclusion of women enhances the whole objective of the mitzvah, of Pirsum Meinisa, right? Okay, so, anybody have any questions? Does everybody understand that distinction in Rashi and Tosfos? Somebody say yes. Alright, somebody on the phone line say yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Alright. So now we move on to Hallel, okay? So what would you say about Hallel? Is Hallel about the details of the nace or not? Does Hallel really express the details of the nace? What is Hallel about?
No.
Okay, thank you. So Hallel does not really talk about any details of any nace. In fact, you say Hallel on different nisim, and it's generic, right? Hallel doesn't talk about any specific nace, but it does talk about how it reflects on God, right? Hallel, how God is, okay. So the idea seems to be that even if you want to say that Hallel is a pirsum, it does publicize that a nace occurred. It doesn't publicize the details of any particular nace. It doesn't teach you about Purim. It doesn't teach you about Chanukah. It doesn't really teach you about the details. So according to Rashi, right, the way we explained Rashi, would it make sense that women, that Afin Ayuba Oso Nes, would fit in with Hallel?
No.
Why not?
Because he said that it was about...
Right.
For the Nair, it was about showing more detail about it.
Right. So we said that Rashi holds that the inclusion of women enhances the Pirsum by demonstrating more details about the nace. But Hallel isn't about the details. It doesn't really teach you any of the details of the nace. So it doesn't make sense that Afin Ayuba Oso Nace would include women in Hallel. Because the whole essence of Hallel isn't about the particulars of how the nace occurred and who it occurred through. It's just a generic form of to give praise about a nace and to be mefarsim the nace. Whereas according to Tosfos, would it make sense that a woman would be chayv in saying Hallel? Yes. Why? Because Hallel, it's true, it doesn't talk about the details of the nace, but the whole idea of Hallel is praising the greatness of the nace and how it reflects on God. So the inclusion of women there would enhance that idea, because now you're showing that more people were involved, and therefore it's a greater nace. So the ideas are really tied to one another. I know it's like a little bit complicated, but there's really two main ideas. One idea is that there's two ways in which women can enhance the mitzvah. One way they can enhance it is by demonstrating the greatness of the nace, because now more people were involved. It wasn't just the men. And therefore, you would also say that they should be chayiv, they should be obligated in Hallel as well, because Hallel is all about talking about the greatness of the nace and how it reflects on God. The other side holds that really the enhancement or the idea of women enhancing the nace is through teaching more details about the nace, like Yehudis or by Esther or by the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. And it's not the idea of teaching about the greatness of the nace, but teaching how the nace occurred. So it really doesn't fit that women should be chayav in Hallel, because Hallel isn't really a teaching or an entity that teaches about the particulars of the nace. So by women saying it, it doesn't really add up. It doesn't make sense that Afin Ayuba Oso Nes would be mechayev a woman to say Hallel. Because Hallel isn't has no is not about the particular piersum of that nis, of what occurred in that nis. What's the raya? The raya for that is that you say halal in different situations. You say halal on Sukkos. You say halal on Hanukkah. You say halal. The Gemara actually says that whenever the Jews are saved from a situation of tzara, they say halal. Halal is a generic form of praise and also piersum anis, whereas Mikra Megillah is more specific. So it makes sense why, according to Rashi, women would be chayv in Mikra Megillah because they add to the storytelling. But by halal, they don't really. It's not a storytelling. It's not a mechanism of telling the story. So it doesn't make sense that Afena Yuba Oso Anis would be mechui of them in a halal and overcome a mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. Agreed? Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah.
You look like hesitant.
No, it's good.
It makes sense?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now we're just going to throw that all out because there's one other sheet. I just used the Rav Svara or the Rav's idea. But, and actually, we're not going to throw it out because we were learning it based on the poskim that held that Tosos would hold that women should say halal and be chayv to say halal on Hanukkah. But there's another way to learn Tosos, okay? And it's actually the Rav's way. I was just borrowing the Rav Svara, Pirsumei Nisa, to explain how, basically, to explain the Machlokas according to the Shitas that we were doing up till now. But the Rav actually breaks it down from a more a basic standpoint. All right, and I think the Rav also explains the Rambam. Okay, so we're going to read the Rambam inside. It's number 12. So, Miriam, do you mind reading?
Hakari Omer, An Hashem Hoshiana, Behin Onin Acharav, An Hashem Hoshiana, Afal Pisha Eno Chas
Rosh Parak. All right, just skip ahead because this the main point is Vim Hayaha Makra Sahalo. Go to that point.
Okay. Im haya makra tahalal katan o eved o isha ona acharehen ma shehin omrin mila mila b'chol hahal.
Okay, good. So he basically brings down the Mishnah, but he says that if the person who's reading the halal is a katan, an eved, or an isha, you have to say each word one. You have to repeat each word after them. So because they're not chayev. And how do we see? Where do we know that the Rambam would even apply that to Hanukkah? Where is this halacha placed in? Megillah v'Chanukah. So the halacha, all the halachas of halal are brought down in Chanukah, and the fact that the Rambam brings down the halacha that women are putter in Hilchos Chanukah would seem to indicate that he wouldn't hold of Afena Yuba Oso Anes with regard to halal on Chanukah. So it seems like the Rambam is openly saying, he's paskening that a woman is putter from halal on Chanukah. Okay? For the same reason that we saw before, that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Okay, fine.
Zehu amenha karishon, ubora oilich, aval bismanim elu, reiti bechol mikamot, minha goat, mishonot, bekriyato, ubin
aniyato am,
aniyato am, bein achad mehem domelacher.
So he just basically says the end of the Mishnah, that there are all these different minhagim, there are all these different customs as to how you're supposed to say halal. You're supposed to double up certain psukim, not double up certain psukim. So basically everything goes based on the minhag of the makom. There's no real like set way to say halal. Okay? But the main reason why I brought the Rambam is to show you that his psak is that a woman's putter from halal. Okay? And we're going to see the other explanation of how to learn out Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, fine. So number 13, just the last Rambam, and then we're going to get to the other explanation. So I just wanted to bring in the Rambam because you see that Halel isn't limited to Hanukkah, like we said before. So let's just read the Rambam number 13. Just follow along, okay? So it says, V'lo Halel shel Hanukkah b'lvad hushim edivrei sofrim. So halal on Hanukkah is not the only thing that's derabanan, the only time halal is derabanan. Ela kriyas halal the ola midivrei sofrim. It's always a mitzvah midirabanan. Bechol hayomim shegomrim bahenes halal. On every day that you say halal, ushmona asar yom b'shana, there are 18 days in the year, mitzvah ligmor bahenes halal. It's a mitzvah to say or complete the whole halal. Ve'elu heinen, what are they? Shmonas yimei achag. So it's Shmonas Yimei Chag, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the 8 days of Sukkos, the 8 days of Chanukah, V'rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the Yom Atzeres, and Shavuos. Ava Rosh Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in Bahen Halel, there is no Halel, Lefi shehein yimei tshuva v'yirav afachad lo yimei simcha yisera. Why? Because on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, it's not really a day of just complete rejoicement and happiness, but it's a day of tshuva and fear and awe, and a person's supposed to be working on themselves. V'lo tiknu halo b'purim, and on Purim there is no halo. Why? Shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-halo. So Megillah, reading the Megillah, suffices instead of halo. So what do you see about halo, just from this Rambam? Is halal, I'm going to try to direct you. What would you say about halal? Is halal about the nes? Is halal a piercing of a nes or not? No. Why would you say not?
Sounds like it's just like a chag thing.
All right, what's the proof? What's the proof from this Rambam? That it's not, has nothing to do, in some situations it has to do with nes, but in other situations it doesn't have to do with nes. What's the deal with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Because I was going to say, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not, the only reason you don't is because it's about Yeram Pacha, meaning that if that it wasn't that,
good,
you would say it.
Right. By Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no nes on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but yet the Rambam, and based on the Gemara says that you might have thought that you would say halal on those days, if not for the fact that they're not days of Simcha Yisera, but there's no nes on that day. So why are we saying, I mean, halal is clearly not tied to the nes there. Where do you see that it is tied to the nes? What situation proves that it's tied to the nes?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah, according to the Rambam.
That you say it on Hanukkah.
Okay, on Hanukkah, good. Where else? By Purim, right? Purim. So Mikra Megillah is said instead of Halo. So it can't be that Halo has nothing to do with the nes, mm-hmm, because Mikra Megillah it creates or fulfills your obligation to say halal. So on the one hand, it does have something to do with nes, but on the other hand, there are situations where it has nothing to do with nes. So if you were to describe halal, how would you describe it? Like, what's it? How can you have it that in some sense it's about nes, but in other senses it's not about nes? What is it about? And how does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? This is more philosophy. What's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What is that? What's unique about it? What's his character? Come on, somebody.
It's all about God.
And what? Yom Ha?
Yom Din.
Yom Din. Okay. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about how God relates to man as a dayan, as a judge, right? Mm-hmm. What about Sukkos? Sukkos is about what? I'm not tricking you. It's not a trick. What about Sukkos? It's about the nes of the... God protecting the Anani HaKavod. What about Pesach? About the Nes. Fine. So, but the main idea is that Halel seems to be an idea that we're praising God for interacting with man, right? Mm-hmm. But there's different ways in which God interacts with man. Sometimes it's through miracles, and other times it's through him being a Dayan, through his judgment of us. But Halel isn't really tied to particularly to a Nes, but it's tied to the idea of Hashgacha. It's really an idea, a recognition, and a Hodah, because part of Halal's Hodah and a Shevach to God for intervening or interacting with mankind. And like I said, there's different ways in which God can interact with mankind. Sometimes he could break the laws of nature and interact through an ace, and other times it's a demonstration through the fact that he judges us, and that's like by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, fine. So now, based on that, is Halal, would you define Halal intrinsically as pursuing Nisa or not? Is Halal pursuing Nisa? It depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the Rav, okay? Then this is the end, the last Shita, okay? So the Rav says, number 14, this is the Rav's, Rav Reichman in YU, he's still in YU, he took notes on the Rav Shir. So one, it's actually right over there in the Yeshiva on the bookcase. So you have the Hare Kedem over here, you have the Rishimos. So the Rishimos, we're on Maseches Sukkah. So it's perfect, because that's what we're doing. That's what we started with, right? Okay, so the Rav says like this, V'nei yesh l'ayin l'tirutzam shel ha-tosfos, d'mechayvi nashim b'halo b'pesach, mishum sh'af hin ayu b'oso anes. So he says that we have to answer Tosfos when he says that women are chayev and halal on Pesach night because of af hin ayu b'oso anes. Why? V'chayavos b'halal k'mo b'dalad kosos. And they're chayev to say halal, just like they're chayev in the four kosos. Dima din hanashim b'halal b'chanukah. What's the din of nashim by halal on Chanukah? Right, based on this Tosfos. Sharei chayavos b'hadlakos neros mishum sh'af hinayu b'oson es. they are chayev in halakha because of afein. Harambam posik the paturos, but the Rambam's posik that women are putter from halal on Chanukah. Utrichin lahavin, we have to understand ma'u hahevdel bein Chanukah lePesach. What's the difference between Chanukah and Pesach? Okay, fine. So he basically asks the same question that we ask, right? But he's assuming that even Tosfos would make a distinction between halal on Pesach night and halal by Chanukah. So what's the difference? So v'itachin sheshani halal bePesach shehu chelek me'ikar mitzvos dalad kosos. So saying halal on Pesach is tied to the four kosos, the four cups. Ukshem shenashim chayavos bedalad kosos, just like women are chayav in the four cups, shehein maisa hamitzvah to presume nisa, because the dalad kosos are the act of being mefarsim the nes. V'chelek shal mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim, they also tell the story of yitzias mitzrayim, because the four kosos talk about, they symbolize cheiros. Chayavos nami b'halo, so too the women are chayav in halo. Me'idach b'chanukah, whereas opposed to by Chanukah, halakas haneros l'chud, v'halhalal l'chud. Halakas neros is alone, and halal is alone. Halakas haneros he mitzvahs persume nisa. So halakas neros is a mitzvahs persume nisa, v'hoel v'af hein ayu b'oso anes, chayavos b'mitzvahs halakah. And since they were involved in the nes, they're chayavos in mitzvahs halakah. Aval amiras halal b'chanukah, eina mitzvahs persume nisa, ela shevach v'halal b'li persume nisa. But saying halal on Chanukah is not tied to persume and nisa, but it's really tied to shevach, giving shevach on the nes. So what's the Rav saying? So the Rav saying that sometimes halal can function as persume and nisa, which would be on Pesach night, but on Chanukah, halal isn't functioning as persume and nisa. So because halal doesn't function as persume and nisa on Pesach night, therefore women wouldn't be chayv. We don't say afin ayubo so nes. We only say it by mitzvos of persume nisa. And if halal is not a mitzvah of persume nisa, like on Chanukah, we would not say that women should be chayv. Okay. So he basically argues with the Stechemed that we saw before and the Shevet Alevi, who say that Tosfos learns that a woman would be chayv on Chanukah. He's saying no. Halal is not on Chanukah, has nothing to do with Persumi Nisa. It's a Shevach on the Nes. The Persumi Nisa aspect occurs through the Halakas Neros, and women are chayv in lighting candles. Okay? So what do we do practically? Okay? So what do we do practically? So, practically, most Shittas say that it's more clear that women are putter from Halal on Chanukah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah seisha azman groma. And Tosfos, he's not clear. He doesn't really say openly that women are chayev on halal. So most shittas hold that they're pater. But really, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because as Ashkenazi, it makes a difference in Sephardi psak, but not really Ashkenazi psak. Why? Because in general, yeah, making a bracha. So the main difference between Ashkenazi psak and Sephardi psak is whether you make a bracha, whether a woman, for example, would make a bracha if they're pater. So from our standpoint as Ashkenazim, so we would still make a bracha. A woman should still make a bracha if she says halal. It seems like she's pater from halal, but if she wants to say halal, she can make a bracha. Whereas in the Sephardi world, I'm pretty sure Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva, and he says that if women do say halal on Chanukah, they should not make a bracha, because he's not sure whether they should be chayev, and he actually paskins that they're pater, like the Rambam. So he therefore holds that if a woman does say halal on Chanukah, she should do it without a bracha, which is in line with, in general, those Rishonim that hold that women don't say a bracha when they're pater. Okay? So just a little recap. It's obviously, like, this is a more complicated type of shir. It's not hashkafa, but I think it's important. It's fun stuff. But, so the recap is like this. So we started with the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about afin ayuba oso anis. And we said that afin ayuba oso anis is an idea in pirsum anis. It's an idea of publicizing the anis. So we wanted to try to understand what the machlokas is about whether women have to be instrumental in the anis or they just have to be part of the anis. So what did we say? We said that the inclusion of women in these mitzvos is an idea that they enhance the objective of the mitzvah, which is to publicize it. But there's two ways in which you can enhance the mitzvah of publicizing. One way is by demonstrating the greatness of the nes. And by women being included, they're demonstrating that the nes affected more people than you might have thought. Whereas the other way is that by including women, you're demonstrating more ideas and particular details about that nes. So, for example, you learn about Yehudis, the heroine of Chanukah. You learn about Esther, the heroine of Purim. And you learn about the Nashim Tzidkaniyos by Mitzrayim. And we use that concept to describe or define the machlokes on whether a woman would be chayv in halal on Chanukah. So we said that halal, it doesn't really talk about or discuss the details of an ace, but it does discuss the greatness of an ace and how it reflects on God's greatness. So Tosfos, it would seem like, would hold, therefore, that a woman should be obligated because it fits in with the whole idea of halal. Whereas Rashi holds that, or it would seem like Rashi would hold that they would be pater. Why? Which is in line with Rashi Shita. Why? Because halal isn't a detailing of the particulars about the nes. It's simply a shevach, and it just demonstrates the greatness of the nes. So women being included doesn't really fit in with the idea of afen ayuba oso anes. Okay? The last idea, which really broke down everything we said, was the Rav's idea. And the Rav wants to say that even according to Tosos, a woman would be pater on Chanukah. Why? Because on Chanukah, the halal that we say is not Pirsum Inisa, it's a halal of Shevach. It's a praise that we give to God over the Nes, but it's not really meant to publicize a Nes. Whereas by on Pesach night, the purpose of halal is that it fits into the whole theme of publication of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like we said, according to the Rambam, halal can function as Pirsum Inisa, or it can function not as Pirsum Inisa. So it depends on the situation. Alright, so anybody have any questions? And practically, we said that in because we're Ashkenazim, a woman can, of course, say halal if she wants to, and most Ashkenazi post-gim hold that they can make a bracha, whereas Svardim would hold that a woman should not make a bracha because the Rambam holds that a woman's putter, and Tosfos isn't clear either. Alright? Alright, so... Oh, okay, so that's the end of this year. Before everybody... hold on 1 second.